Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. And today, you know what? There's not really news to talk about, but we got another list of challenges, so we can take a look at our challenge list and see what we have this week. So what you're going to need to do this week is loot supply drops. You're going to need to get two of them. You need to damage a saucer with a plot with a pilot inside, 800 damage in total. You need to open an IO chest at a satellite station or corny complex. You'll need to destroy computer equipment at satellite stations or corny complex. Three in total. You need to damage IO guards, 250. You need to eliminate trespassers, two in total. And you need to deal damage with IO or alien weapons, 500 in total. So that's the list of challenges that we have this week. We'll go over tips on how to get these done throughout the rest of the week. For now, let's take a look at the LTMs today. One-shot duos, heavy metal duos, red versus blue 2.0, volcano wars, finest realistic 2v2, and battle lab. Let's go ahead and take a look at what we have in the item shop today. I know there's some good stuff today because the Fortnite Magma Masters Pack came out for $14.99. All right, that is a pretty good price right there with the outfits that you get in this. Let's take a look. You get the Incinerator Kuno outfit, Master the Art of the Slow Burn. You get the Flaming Dual Comma Back Bling, of course, a Whirling Inferno at your fingertips. Molten Ragnarok outfit, the Burning Harbinger of Fate. Now, I was already a fan of Ragnarok, and now that you get this molten version of Ragnarok, that is a pretty good looking, if you ask me. There's the Feathered Flames back bling. Rain Fire from the Skies, that is really cool. We have the Roast Lord outfit, King of the Burning Scrap Heap. And tire fire back bling, really burn rubber. Honestly, this is a pretty cool pack if you ask me. $14.99 here in the US, and then it'll tell you what it is for you in your local region when you go click on it. But yeah, pretty cool stuff there. We have the Armored Batman Zero bundle still here. Trippy Red's stuff is still here. And then today we got Black Widow back in here. So you can get the Black Widow snowsuit bundle, which has a Black Widow snowsuit outfit, Widow's Light back bling, Widow's Fangs harvesting tool, and the Widowmaker glider for $2,200. Separately, Black Widow snowsuit with the Widow's Light back bling is $1,500. Widow's Fangs harvesting tool is $800. Widowmaker glider is $800. And then daily, we have the Envoy outfit for $800. The Brilliant Striker outfit for $1,200. Wiggle emote for $500. Office Chariot emote for $500. Spring Loaded emote for $500. Shadow Boxer emote for $200. We get the dummy outfit with the wrong turn back bling for $1,200. Noggin harvesting tool for $500. Crash test wrap for $300. Triggerfish outfit with the Coral Commandos back bling for $1,200. I really like this one. Bubblefage wrap for $500. The Panda Team Leader outfit with the bamboo back bling for $2,000. Wukong outfit with the Royale Flags back bling for $2,000. Jingu Bang harvesting tool for $1,200. And then we have the Marked Man bundle, which has the Grimy outfit, Glumbo back bling, Graph Attacks harvesting tool, Drip Dropper glider, Grimule's wrap, and the Pen and Ink Pals loading screen for $2,300. That's $1,300 V-Bucks off the total. Grimy outfit with the Glumbo back bling itself is $1,500. The Graph Attacks harvesting tool is $800. Drip Dropper glider is $800. Grimule's wrap is $500. And that looks like everything today, so you can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. For tip of the day, I don't know if we've really mentioned this, but you know, the railgun, it is a great way to just get into people's boxes really easily. So what you're going to do to get into somebody's box this season, because if you've noticed with the railgun, it shoots through, it'll break two builds. So if you're on top of somebody's box, you should be able to get into their box pretty easy, because even if they have a cone and a floor, it's going to break through them both, and you should be able to fall right into their box and then you know, switch to a shotgun and finish them off. That's going to be the easiest way to break into somebody's box this season. A lot of times people, you know, they're still not expecting it, because it's just, you know, something that we haven't had in Fortnite, a weapon that will break through two builds at once. So people aren't prepared and ready for that. So you should be able to catch a lot of people off guard with the railgun this season. So take advantage of it while we have it. All right. That's going to be the episode for today. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.